how you and your kids can help conserve our water supply. We're joined on the line by Cape Water Solutions, Alger van Wooren. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us, what is grey water and how should we be using it in a bid to conserve fresh water?
Right. Grey water is water that's used or that comes from our showers, baths, hand basins and laundry washing machines. So it's basically, it's our wash water. That water, it is dirty water, but it can still be used for garden irrigation and potentially flushing toilets if it is treated correctly. But the most cost-effective way of using it is for using it in garden irrigation.
What uses, you spoke about, you know, the irrigation as well as using it in the home, but further than that, what other uses are there for the grey water within our homes?
Within our homes, when it comes to grey water, it really is only for flushing toilets and then for irrigation.
Yes.
The one thing to bear in mind is because grey water does contain certain bacteria that naturally wash off our skin and clothes, it is dirty water, so we can't. It's definitely not potable or drinkable water at all. So we need to be careful how we use it. But grey water is absolutely, it's great for lawns and gardens. So that's where the real benefit comes in when it comes to saving water and to using water wisely inside and in the house.
When we look within the home, what are some of the things that use a lot of water within our home?
Right. So the breakdown of water use inside the typical home can almost be divided into thirds. So one third of the water is used for flushing toilets. Roughly a third is used for washing, which is the shower, bath, and laundry. And the final third is used for irrigation. Now, there's a couple of percentages that are used for as drinking water and for cooking. So as you can see, when you break down the water into those thirds, you almost see that when you start reusing that grey water from the baths, showers, laundry, and hand basins, you can then almost use that third and use that for either flushing toilets or for garden irrigation.
How do we get our kids to understand the severity of the water drought situation?
Right. In my experience, the easiest way to do that is to almost shut off your water and then to tell one of the kids, well, you know, fill a glass of water at the tap, that won't work. Just so that they understand that water is a precious thing. And as what's happening in KZN and in the Northern Cape, where they've been declared disaster areas when it comes to water management, water scarcity, once we're in that situation where we know that there might be water outages and we won't just be able to go to the nearest tap and fill a glass of water then we come to terms with how much we rely on water and how important it is to start conserving water, because water is very, very precious.
Yes, absolutely. Why don't we have, you know, we don't, as present, we don't have rain currently in Joburg, but harvesting rainwater for use, explain us, how does that work?
Right. So the water that falls on the roof from the clouds, that is already usually very high quality water. If you are more in an industrial area, then that water quality can be slightly less. But on average, in the suburbs, you're going to be dealing with really good, high-quality water. Now, that water, as soon as it falls on the roof, it runs into our gutters. And from the gutters, if that water is put through just a filter, just to take off the leaves and debris, and potentially some bird droppings that might have fallen on the roof, that water can be sent to a water tank. From the water tank, that water can then be used either again for irrigation, or it can be used inside the home, potentially for flushing toilets, for showers, for baths, for laundry, dishwashers, and all that. There are also a couple of other options that we can use rainwater for, and that's also for topping up pools or for washing cars. But unless that rainwater is treated, it's still not necessarily potable or drinkable water. You might not get sick from it, but one should still be on the side of caution and just be wary of drinking pure rainwater that hasn't been filtered further.
You spoke about pools. What about pool backwash water? How can that be used?
Right. So as you know, everyone that has a pool also has some kind of pool filter or a sand filter, as they're called. Now, they take out all the dirt from the water, and when you put that on the backwash cycle, usually that water is jetted out to the road or to waste. And that amount of water can add up very, very quickly. But because it's just a particles that are stuck in that water, as soon as that water is clarified through a process, that water can be sent straight back to the pool. And that way one doesn't lose water.
Yeah, so that is an interesting initiative. Give us some water-saving tips regarding, you know, the shower head and other things we could use.
Right. So water-saving shower heads are definitely one of the things to have a look at when you're looking at your initial ways of saving water. The standard shower head that you'll buy in the shop usually operate at about 16 to 20 liters a minute. Any good water-saving shower head will drop that amount down from 20 liters a minute and drop it down to 7.5 liters a minute. So one would still probably take your 5 or even a 10-minute shower, depending on what you're used to, and by that you'd also be more than halving your water use just by changing one shower head. So that is also a massive saving.
Amazing. Yes, undoubtedly amazing.
Yeah. One other thing to have a look at when it comes to saving water inside the home is to have a look at our toilets. Now, typically a house, the cistern of a toilet is about 16 to 20 liters. Now, one doesn't always need 16 to 20 liters to clear the pan. Sometimes one just needs about 2 liters. And sometimes one does need the full 16 liters. But there are devices that we can fit to our toilet cisterns that will stop the full 20 liters from being flushed down to waste, particularly when it's not needed. So that's also another great way to save and conserve water.
Yeah, so that sounds really great, you know, using these basic tips and it will save water.
Precisely.
A fascinating insight that you've been sharing with us. So we appreciate your time. Is there any concluding words that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Maybe just for everyone out there, with the drought that South Africa is faced, it's a really good idea to start investigating ways of how you can start saving water. If you are operating on a bit of a shoestring budget, you can always reuse your bath water just by taking a bucket and using that for flushing toilets or even irrigation. But there are definitely many ways how you could save water.
Yes, interesting. Thank you very much for your time on Radio Islam.
An absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
All the best. Right.
That was Audrey van Wuren speaking to us from Cape Water Solutions, some of the ways in which we can save water, bringing us on to 29 minutes past 6.